Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Ricky Claverkamp here once again, keeping you company instead of Mick Kerr as he's out on vacation. Back to Farm Talk yesterday. Jamie Dickerman, he was talking to James Callen. He's a lobbyist with the North Dakota Corn. They talked about the farm bill.
The farm bill, it's still up there. It's still being debated. It's still being kicked around.
It sure is, Jamie. There's, you know, a little bit of a delay, I think, caused by the negotiations and the back and forth over the debt ceiling. And now that that's been resolved, there's more focus, more time to focus on the farm bill. And some folks thought that the debt ceiling largely took care of issues surrounding SNAP and nutrition programs, which are a huge part of the farm bill, and therefore not much time would have to be spent on those, and that would open up a pathway to having a bill done by the end of September, which is when the current farm bill expires. But it looks like House Ag, I saw the Chairman Thompson of Pennsylvania indicate that he wants to take a look at that again. So that could cause some delays in the process. I know that his committee has been working hard, his staff, and the Senate Ag as well. The House Ag majority is asking for comments from producers and grower organizations and any interested party, and those are due this Friday, the 16th. So folks can go onto the House Ag website and can submit comments and let their opinions be known on what their top priorities are.
One of the top priorities, of course, and we talked about this way back then when we were together in D.C., was, of course, crop insurance, and that has not gone away. That is still a major sticking point here in what's happening with this farm bill.
It is, Jamie, and that's number one for the North Dakota corn growers, crop insurance, as it is for many other grower groups. And a lot of folks are saying, well, we need to maintain it. And I think those of us, including North Dakota corn growers, are looking at ways to plus it up, to help enhance it, make it even more workable for producers. I mean, they rely on it so much. It's the number one risk management tool for America's farmers. And we need to keep that working, and we need to make it even better.
Absolutely, because it is so vital to growers, so vital to producers. It's what keeps producers going in these difficult times and things that happen. So what are some of the differing opinions on this that you're hearing, James, up there in the Capitol Hill area? What are you hearing? What things are being argued? What things are being debated when it comes to crop insurance?
Yes. There's a significant amount of money in the crop insurance program. I mean, compared to some of the other programs like nutrition, for instance, it's not that much. But because of that, there's focus on it. In the past, there had been some opposition and concerns about the spending in the program. But the program's not authorized by the Farm Bill. It has its own separate statute, Federal Crop Insurance Act. And it's also been gaining more support, I think, than I've seen in a long time as bipartisan support. So I don't think folks are looking to cut the program. Of course, that's always a risk. If anything, at a minimum, maintain it. But I think maybe even go beyond and try to enhance it so it works better. So looking at things like enhancing the premium discount that producers receive on their insurance policies to make it better. So it could be the underlying policy, for instance, an enterprise unit for a corn producer, or it could be the enhanced coverage option, which is the on top of policy, to make that premium discount more equal to closer to what we see with supplemental coverage option, the SCO. So ECO and SCO would be more comparable than they are now. So those are a couple of things that are being looked at. And I've been working with the Midwest Council on Agriculture, which was founded and currently chaired by former House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson. And I'm on the Crop Insurance Task Force on that. So we've been looking at these particular proposals, and some of them have been shared with committee staff. And I think generally have been well received. But again, it comes down to how much money is going to be available.
We'll take one last step aside here on Inside Agriculture.